Dreamscape presents Saved by Science, The Hope and Promise of Synthetic Biology, by Mark J. Poznanski, Ph.D. Narrated by Jim Siebert. Preface. The future of mankind is far from secure. I am among many who believe that humanity is in crisis. In particular, our personal health, the security of our food supply, and the health of our environment all face potentially catastrophic challenges. Our health faces many unresolved dangers in the areas of cancer, infectious diseases, and mental health. Rapid population growth and the many environmental challenges in our agricultural systems raise questions about how we will feed the world in the year 2050. Global warming and climate change are threatening our environments, and pollution is poisoning our land, lakes, rivers, and oceans. While these challenges are monumental, and the future may appear bleak, there is hope. Imagine being able to identify specific genetic mutations of a whole range of cancers, and to develop personalized and specific therapies, i.e., cures, even at the patient's bedside. Modify the genetic mutation that predisposes people to suffer from schizophrenia, bipolar disease, severe depression, or addictive disorders, and to offer effective cures. Respond to any viral outbreak, such as Ebola, Zika, AIDS, a nasty flu, or COVID-19, with an effective vaccine produced in only days or even hours. Grow nutritious, inexpensive, high-protein foods in the widest range of possible conditions of temperature, sunlight, water, and fertility, or even on Mars. Create real meat without killing animals, or to produce real milk without milking cows. Provide plants with nitrogen from the air instead of having to mine or chemically synthesize expensive nitrogen fertilizers. Reverse global warming by removing carbon from the atmosphere and using it as an energy source or material for advanced manufacturing. Use microbes to clean up lakes and rivers, removing lead, mercury, and other toxic materials, and returning our waterways to pristine condition. Design specific microbes to clean up toxic waste dumps, abandoned mines, and industrial sites, and even to clean up disastrous oil spills. A mere 6 or 7 years ago, these imaginings would have been purely the stuff of science.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?